Welcome back to part two of this week's broadcast of Radio Resistance. Sound of Jamiroquai, Emergency on Planet Earth. Well, yet more evidence of the climate chaos can be seen on the news right now, what with the Bahamas, which have been absolutely devastated by Hurricane Dorian, a vicious Category 5 hurricane. And this is only the beginning. Climate change is set to get much worse. And we must do something about our carbon emissions. So it's against this backdrop that Extinction Rebellion, called the Northern Rebellion, in Deansgate, Manchester, last weekend. Now, a bit about Deansgate. It's normally a busy main road in a posh part of Manchester, and it's the most polluted part of Manchester, normally. But I wouldn't have known that as I arrived at Deansgate on Friday morning. There was no traffic running along the road because of the Extinction Rebellion blockades, with tents blocking the road. Now, there were some people who were complaining that the Extinction Rebellion occupation was spoiling the area. Yeah, right, it was really being spoilt. I mean, the air was nice and clean, there was no pollution. There was no noise from traffic. God, you couldn't even cross the road without fearing being run over by a car. What there was there, though, was a fun but peaceful atmosphere. There were tents, including a tent for meetings and discussions, notably as to how to organise for example, the coming London Nationwide Rebellion in autumn, in October. There was a rebel school where you could learn about the problem, the threat of climate chaos, and how to organise against it. There was a well-being tent, there were several tents for shelter. The first thing you saw as you approached the occupation was the boat, which is used to symbolise the rising sea levels. And also a big sign made out of waste plastic saying "Tell the Truth". And the truth you could hear from the main stage, where there were speeches by, among others, climate striking kids, anti-fracking protectors, a speaker from the Intergovernmental Panel for Climate Change about climate chaos, a speech by a native from the Amazon rainforest, which of course is suffering from the fires at the moment, thanks to Bolsonaro and his policies in Brazil. And in the evening there was music, whether from a disco or from live bands. Over the next few weeks we hope to have some of these speeches and some of the music right here on Radio Resistance. And on Sunday there was a dance drama about extinction and about it being averted at the last minute, which is what Extinction Rebellion are all about. A very shocking, horrific dance drama Not the sort of thing you'd expect to see on TV's The Next Step, but it did prepare us for The Next Step the following day, which I'll be talking about in detail in the next report. But back to the occupation. As well as the meetings in the tent, there were meetings on the citizens' assemblies at St Anne's Church throughout the occupation. And for those who wanted t-shirts with Extinction Rebellion logos and the words Extinction Rebellion and what have you on them, no, we weren't selling any, but you could bring plain t-shirts, new or old, to the family tent, where the logos and what have you were printed onto the clothes using blocks. And there were also many other activities for young and old alike. Plus, there was a stall from Stand Up To Racism, with an inflatable dinghy in which they were collecting food, clothes, etc. for refugees in the Calais area. Throughout the occupation, that was filled no fewer than 3 times. And not officially part of the Extinction Rebellion occupation, but popular with Extinction Rebellion occupiers nonetheless, was the Socialist Workers' Party stall there. Of course, you can't go for 4 days without eating, so there was food, delicious vegan food, plus tea and coffee available for donations. Plus toilet facilities there for the overnight campers and those holding the barricades. And if the music from the main stage didn't take your fancy, well, there was more music, improvised music to boot, from a tent on the side street. And if you think that's good, then, like I say, from the 7th to the 19th of October, there'll be the Nationwide Rebellion or Northern Rebellion in London, which will have not one, but 5 sites. But next up, we'll be talking about the activity on the Monday, with the demo outside the court in support of those being sentenced for protecting against fracking, plus the march round Manchester along with Action. But for now, back to the music. The whole movement was effectively kick-started by Greta Thunberg, the Swedish original striker for the climate, original school striker for the climate. Here's the 1975 featuring Greta Thunberg.
We are right now in the beginning of a climate and ecological crisis, and we need to call it what it is, an emergency. We must acknowledge that we do not have the situation under control and that we don't have all the solutions yet, unless those solutions mean that we simply stop doing certain things. We must admit that we are losing this battle. We have to acknowledge that the older generations have failed. All political movements in their present form have failed. But Homo sapiens have not yet failed. Yes, we are failing, but there is still time to turn everything around. We can still fix this. We still have everything in our own hands. But unless we recognize the overall failures of our current systems, we most probably don't stand a chance. We are facing a disaster of unspoken sufferings for enormous amounts of people. And now is not the time for speaking politely or focusing on what we can or cannot say. Now is the time to speak clearly. Solving the climate crisis is the greatest and most complex challenge that Homo sapiens have ever faced. The main solution, however, is so simple that even a small child can understand it. We have to stop our emissions of greenhouse gases. And either we do that or we don't. You say that nothing in life is black or white, but that is a lie, a very dangerous lie. Either we prevent a 1.5 degree of warming, or we don't. Either we avoid setting off that irreversible chain reaction beyond human control, or we don't. Either we choose to go on as our civilization, or we don't. That is as black or white as it gets. Because there are no grey areas when it comes to survival. Now we all have a choice. We can create transformational action that will safeguard the living conditions for future generations. Or we can continue with our business as usual and fail. That is up to you and me. And yes, we need a system change rather than individual change. But you cannot have one without the other. If you look through history, all the big changes in society have been started by people at the grassroots level. People like you and me. So I ask you to please wake up and make the changes required possible. To do your best is no longer good enough. We must all do the seemingly impossible. Today, we use about 100 million barrels of oil every single day. There are no politics to change that. There are no rules to keep that oil in the ground. So we can no longer save the world by playing by the rules. Because the rules have to be changed. Everything needs to change. And it has to start today. So everyone out there, it is now time for civil disobedience. It is time to rebel.
This is the Radio Resistance Red Guide, a guide to meetings, protests, entertainment, anything else of interest to socialists in Chesterfield area. Tomorrow, that's Saturday 7th of September, Extinction Rebellion will be declaring the rebellion for Earth, climate and life in Chesterfield. Meeting at 10:45 a.m. at Ricknell Square under the Crooked Spire. The theme is climate change, so dress up in preferably black with black umbrellas and bad weather gear to symbolise the effects of climate chaos. There'll be an umbrellas up walk through town with singing and chanting, the declaration of rebellion announced and posted at several prominent locations. Then coming Monday, the 9th of September, Chesterfield's Stand Up to Racism will have its organising meeting, usual place, usual time. If you don't know when and where that is, then phone or text 07919 486 101. That's 07919 486 101. Or email swchesterfield@gmail.com. That's swchesterfield@gmail.com. On Monday 9th of September also, a bit later in the evening, there's the Democracy Roadshow with Chris Williamson MP. This will be at 8 p.m. in Chesterfield Library. Then on Thursday 12th of September, the Chesterfield Socialist Worker Forum will be on the Portuguese Revolution of 1974 to 1975, the Forgotten Revolution. This will be from 7 p.m. downstairs in Chesterfield Library. Enter by the Cafe Browser entrance on Beatwell Street, down the steps from the main entrance. Then on Friday the 13th of September, let's make it unlucky for Boris Johnson, as there'll be the Stop Boris Johnson demo from 12 midday at Rotherham Magna Centre. On Monday 16th of September, Balls Over Against Fracking are having a public meeting about climate chaos with David Casteven. This is from 7:30 p.m. Then on Thursday 19th of September, the Chesterfield Socialist Worker Forum will be on from Tiananmen Square to Hong Kong, China in Revolt. Again from 7 p.m. Again downstairs in Chesterfield Library. Then on Friday 20th of September, there's the Strike for the Climate Rally from 12 midday at Chesterfield Town Hall. And on Sunday 29th of September, the Rage Against the Tories Kick Johnson Out protest outside the Tory Party conference will take place in Manchester. There will be transport from Chesterfield.
Wherever you are on the left, the red guard will tell you where it's at.
Landscape artist comes to town, he paints it all. Landscape artist did Brazilian, but nothing beautiful rose. Along the path of least resistance, he paints it all. Landscape artist did Brazilian, but nothing beautiful rose. Along the path of least resistance, landscape artist come to town, he sees it.
Ferocious Dog there, the landscape artist, about the dirty, dirty frackers. Now on Monday morning, at the court in Manchester, a number of Extinction Rebellion people from the Deansmoor occupation, from the Deansgate, sorry, occupation, went down to the court to give solidarity to three anti-fracking protectors from Preston New Road, namely Katrina Laurie, Christopher Wilson and Lee Walsh, who were being sentenced for contempt of court for breaking the injunction which prevents protests outside the Preston New Road fracking site. All three of the protectors were eventually given a 4-week prison sentence suspended for 2 years, plus one of them received a 2-month sentence suspended for 2 years, which ran consecutively. There was a sizeable demo outside the court with speeches which I hope to be airing from next week onwards. Then we marched through Manchester en masse.
Do we want it?
No!
What do we want?
Climate justice!
Where do we want it?
No!
Blocking the traffic at many points along the way.
Whose city?
Our city!
Whose city?
Our city!
What do we want?
Climate justice!
Where do we want it?
No!
And
we held protests at a number of sites. First up was Barclays Bank, where there was a dying outside their offices.
Do we want it?
No!
What do we want?
Climate justice!
Where do we want it?
No!
Then we marched slightly out of town to a site where there were plans to build a car park.
Tell me, can you hear us?
Getting louder by the hour.
Getting louder by the hour.
At this site, we not only held a die-in, we also placed a number of flower pots to symbolise the fact that instead of being made into a car park, enabling yet more cars, yet more traffic and yet more CO2, it should be made into a park with park facilities for the local residents there. Then we marched over to back into the town centre and had a 11-minute die-in outside of Primark.
Children!
As a protest against not just Primark's atrocious record, for example, the health and safety issues of some of their contractors, which led to a factory collapse in Bangladesh. But the whole fashion industry and how it's so wasteful, not just of resources, but of things like water to grow the cotton, and is entirely unnecessary. Then we marched over to HSBC. We're back to frackers again. HSBC are one of the big funders of fracking. Well, one of the big funders of fossil fuels, including fracking.
What do we want it?
No!
Extinction!
Rebellion!
Extinction!
Rebellion!
What do we want?
Climate justice!
What do we want it?
As you can hear, it was a lively demo with lively chanting.
Power to the people!
Power to the people!
And then when we marched back to Manchester, back to Deansgate,
tell me, can you hear?
There was the closing ceremony. And everybody went back preparing for coming actions.
Power!
Both locally and nationally, the next big national event being
tell me, can you feel it?
The autumn nationwide rebellion down in London from the 7th of October through to the 19th of October.
People!
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 Power!
Between now and then, we'll be playing some of the speeches, so you'll get a feel as to what you can expect at these occupations, and of course some of the live music.
Getting stronger by the hour.
Power!
But for now, we're going to go back to the music.
Children!
Children!
Power!
Power!
Power to the children!
I mustn't forget to mention the coming school strike for the climate on the 20th of September, which there's been a call out from the kids for adult workers to also walk out on the day and to come and rally with the kids. There will in Chesterfield be such a rally outside the town hall at midday. So on the subject of the school climate strikers, next up we've got Sing Out Saints with SOS from the Kids.
This is an SOS from the kids. All the grown-ups take note of this.
We're finding our voice, calling you out.
You can't leave the world in fire and drought.
This is an SOS from the kids. Please change the story. Rewrite the plot. This beautiful love cannot be lost. Stop hurting our planet. This is an SOS from the kids.
Please change the story.
Want their cream, always needing oil for feeding their machines. We must care about the animals, care about the trees. I'll need help from you.
You get help from me.
Please change the story.
Change the story.
Rewrite the plot. This beautiful love cannot be lost.
Cannot be lost.
Stop hurting our planet.
Kids,
You can do better than this.
This is Political Climate, your weather forecast for the coming week. Well, tonight, Friday night into Saturday morning, it's going to stay dry with a low of 10 degrees. Tomorrow, that's Saturday, it's going to stay dry with some sunny spells, maximum temperature of 15 degrees, feeling cooler in the moderate breeze. Dropping down to a single figures overnight, 7 degrees, into Sunday. Sunday, there's again going to be sunny intervals throughout the day. It's going to stay dry. Maximum temperature 16 degrees, feeling a touch warmer in the light winds. Dropping down to 10 degrees overnight into Monday. Monday looks set to be a change. Rain in the morning, showers, although some sunny spells in the afternoon. Maximum temperature only 14 degrees with a gentle breeze. Dropping down to 10 degrees overnight into Tuesday. Tuesday back to dry with some sunny spells. Maximum temperature 17 degrees, keeping the gentle breeze. Dropping down to 11 degrees overnight into Wednesday. Wednesday's going to start off with a bit of light rain, but it's soon going to dry up. Mostly cloudy, perhaps the odd sunny spell. Maximum temperature 18 degrees. Breeze picking up slightly to a moderate breeze. Dropping down to 11 degrees overnight into Thursday. Thursday's going to be a dry with quite a bit more in the way of sunny intervals, perhaps even some wall-to-wall sunshine in the morning. Maximum 19 degrees, keeping the moderate breeze. Dropping down to 12 degrees overnight into Friday. Friday dry with sunny intervals, maximum 17 degrees. With the wind dropping slightly to a gentle breeze. So to sum it up throughout the week. Apart from Monday when there'll be a bit of rain, the rest of the week looks set to be mainly dry. Temperatures in the mid to high teens. Overnight temperatures, apart from Saturday into Sunday, generally in double figures. All in all, not too bad for time of year. But remember, whatever the weather, revolutions have happened in the biting cold of Russia right through to the burning heat of Egypt. So revolution can happen here. So we must be prepared for an upturn in class consciousness and class struggle, just as we're prepared for change in the weather.
Don't fall, and join in my
Basil Gabaydon there, live at the Marxism Festival in London in early July with Handsworth Revolution. Now, as well as entertaining you with live music in the evenings at Marxism, we also educated you about music. There was a meeting on the A People's History of Hip Hop. I played part one last week. Well, it's time for part two.
But that's the very beginning then of DJ mixing. But what about the vocals? What about the rapping? Where did that come from?
Well, I think it comes from another innovation, and the next innovator was Grandmaster Flash. And Flash kind of took the merry-go-round that Kool Herc had developed, and he kind of purified it in the lab. You know, he kind of worked on it, worked on it, worked on it. He describes working on it for about a year inside, basically in his kitchen, and then taking it out onto the road and taking it to the street. And he kind of thought, people are going to be blown away by this. You know, wait, if they like Turk, wait till they see that. Wait till they see this. And he does his first strip block parties, and it falls quite flat. And one of the reasons it falls flat is that, A, it's a new sound, so people are quite unaccustomed to it, but B, there's very little interaction. One of the things about the block parties in their original state was they were kind of expressions of a community. You know, the fact that you had all the generations, you had the racial mix, and you know, and so on and so forth, it meant that people felt there was a participatory element. You know, people would call and respond, you know, in a chant-like way, in a way that we can trace back to gospel and even before. Really, you know, this kind of way of music and people, audience, interacting with performers. And so he recognises that there's something missing. The technique is correct, but there's something missing from the show as a whole. And at that point, he recruits the people who go on to become the Furious Five. And one of the Furious Five is Keith Wiggins, who becomes known as Cowboy. Becomes a legendary MC, but he also recruits the Glover Brothers. The Glover Brothers are Nathaniel and Melvin, and they are better known as Kid Creole and Melly Mel. So you can see that this embryonic stage was about putting together the people who would go on to shape the whole landscape of hip-hop in the future. And it was Melly Mel who first coined the used the term MC to describe someone who was vocalising at one of the block parties, and he saw his job as to lead chanting, to try and interact with people, to sing occasionally, you know, and really to add a vocal element to the show. And it was Cowboy who first coined the term hip hop. You know, he said to me, this sounds like marching, you know, this music, the beat sounds like marching, hip-hop, 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 and then that's actually how the term hip-hop was developed. So again, you know, this was another big innovation that happens really early on in the scene. Now, although they were innovators and they were doing something very new, of course the whole idea of rapping goes way back, and it goes back, I suppose, particularly if you want to look in the contemporary form, back to Gil Scott-Heron, back to the Last Poets, back to the Watts Prophets, to all the rappers and groups that emerged at the end of the 1960s into the early 1970s that used rap as a kind of spoken word mechanism with quite sparse percussion normally, in order to try and convey complex stories, complex emotions, complex ideas. You know, they were trying to use a rhyming form to popularise quite deep ideas. Now that's quite different from what was going on in early hip hop in the Bronx, which was much more about keeping a party alive and using popular phrases and popular songs and popular rhymes in order to try and engage the audience. But the one thing we can say definitely is that the music at this point is absolutely a music of the street. You know, it's not only of the street, it's a music that is absolutely located in the South Bronx, which is only one part of the Bronx. So it's a very localised scene, very little attention from the rest of the world. Because the rest of the world was ignoring the Bronx, because the rest of the world had written off the Bronx and decided, you know, that it was really, and part of another country, essentially, as far as the American government was concerned, actually what you find is that no one really notices what's going on in the Bronx.
But another quite important part of the scene, though, was the dancing as well. So, I mean, I remember, I guess, in my probably early 20s, various mates of mine who used to go around with squares of vinyl flooring, yeah. Which was to do the dancing on. And, you know, there were known as B-boys and B-girls. Where did they come into it? Where did they fit into the whole scene?
Well, as we talked about with Herc, he was particularly looking to develop a musical style that appealed to the dancers. And early B-boys and B-girls danced not in a way that we normally associate with hip-hop, in that they were concerned primarily with footwork, so it was very fast footwork, very agile moves, but essentially having quite a lot in common with improvised jazz dancing, which had been going on particularly at the end of the 1960s. So it had more in common with that scene to begin with. What changes that is quite a surprising element, which is the massive popularity amongst teenagers for kung fu films, which starts at the beginning, at the middle of the 1970s, coming in wave after wave from Hong Kong. It starts an entire martial arts craze that particularly appeals to teenage boys. And, you know, that whole new style of breaking, as it became known, is actually based primarily in the bedrooms of teenagers in the Bronx. Gradually it makes its way out to the corridors and eventually makes its way out to the block parties. And that's where we start to see those first styles that we would associate with breakdancing really coming to life. And they come to life in quite an interesting fashion, in that the dancing becomes part of a competitive ritual. You know, like in a way, a lot of the kind of gang warfare that there'd been in New York in the early 1970s translated quite well into these dance-offs, which had all the kind of paraphernalia of a fight. In fact, the police were quite often called to breaking contests because people believed there was going to be a fight. But what actually was happening was a number of people were dancing and they were being cheered on by their crews, and their other crews were being dissed and slandered in many unpalatable ways. And you know, that really starts to create the kind of the dancing element of the scene. And we've got a short clip from what was one of the most important films that was actually of the era, called Wild Style, came out in 1983. Wild Style was just an amazing film for those of us who were watching it from afar, because it lifted the lid on something that really the rest of the world hadn't talked about, and it was made by very early enthusiasts for the scene, and had deliberately tried to incorporate the dancing with the new musical styles that were emerging. So if we can show that.
Have a good day.
It starts with Grandmaster Flash.
The official adventures of
the train.
Well, going back to the music and keeping it hip-hop. From the Sheffield Love Music Hate Racism CD from about 10 years ago. Here are the Hoods Underground and... How do you feel?
It's constant. I can walk out my doorstep. The minute I step out, it's there. If I go to the corner shop, it's there. If I'm driving my car, it's there. It's like, if I'm...
Man, I'm losing myself.
If I'm hot, you're hot. If you're legal, you're still hot. What's going on, man?
Yeah, I'll tell you about it, man. I'll tell you about it.
Check it. They pay me to talk about it. Guinea pig police couldn't complete the training days without me bark about it. The other pay, you haven't thought about it. But I hope we put this record in your mind is kind of caught about it. Lyrics I wrote about it. Institutional fight. The people like put with man's head in shy. It can't be right. How do you feel? It all sounds mess. But I'm telling you, this shit is for real. Hear the deal. Watch what you watch. Be careful what you listen to. You might be surprised what can brainwash you. And B-Play can teach you a thing or two. How they making you become what they want you to. Back in school they always told me I was part of a gang. Anytime they see me with the same skin colored man. Never wanted Dan them to come together as one. Never knew that I could read them like the back of my hand. Try and keep them off the learning was the aim of their plan. 10 years they wanna see me with a gun in my hand. While for them youths living at 80 grand. 3-bedroom garage, big garden. They want me in the court saying beg your pardon. Lord have mercy, feels like they've worked hard to curse me.
How do you feel?
Watch what you watch. Careful what you listen to.
How do you feel?
The man them's gotta find a plan.
How
I can
do you feel?
Be what I wanna be.
Yo, Birmingham, New Year's Eve, two girls got shot. Dad in the spot, the first thing they did was blame hip-hop.
Why?
Cause it's black music and it helps their plans for the plight. To make gun crime look like it's only a black crime. I keep seeing policies on equal odds to make me feel racism stop. But that's bullshit, it's just found new hiding spots. The National Front, getting clever and cute. Switched up the docker boots, a bomber jacket for a briefcase. The beast strikes is hip-hop, yo. And I'm all for freedom of speech. But what I'm trying to work out is why the BNP winning so much seats. Is it cause the situation on asylum? Or is that the excuse for all the Nazis marching out on the streets? Yeah. We're gonna stop falling to the hands of the far right. Put them all in one small pot, throwing crumbs and let them fight. Get rich or die trying, get rich. Some switch, fall in a ditch, too deep and die lying.
How do you feel?
I feel like the system's all messed.
How do you feel?
That I'm the wrong race, part of the wrong class.
How do you feel?
That I'm getting me answers every day.
How do you feel?
Imagine running late for a stage show. Just put a drawer out your bridges yard. Got a press foot, there's no car. Two tools, you're getting chased by the law. Sirens on, lights beaming, diesel engine. Second gear, the red line in it. Plug my skull, dash my knife, so they have trouble finding it. In the bushes, here come the coppers with the handcuffs and the pushes. Operation Impact, just another word for feds to rushes. Should they see me rushing out of this flat door? Same colour as my skin, dark clothing. Is a dibble, the excuse to start questioning. What was I doing? Or was I seeing? Where are you going? Where do you live? What's your name? Give me your address, kid. What's this? Am I placed under arrest?
You could be placed under arrest.
After a quick search and a CI check. Now look in my face, now ask me again.
Do you feel?
Sick of getting chased by these feds.
How do you feel?
Watching man 24/7.
How do you feel?
Log on and step on Babylon.
How do you feel?
Yeah. Imagine looking through the eyes of a black man's life, knowing that he's trapped in a white man's lies. Imagine the pain of 400 years of strain, all wrapped and contained in one man's brain. That's why I got the gun name. I come to bun heathens out with a tongue flame. Cause nothing's changed. 11 years passed since Stephen's dead. I know we got fucking left, it's more racist fed. I think fear got them more shook. Like old ladies see me bopping down the street in handbags, they start clutch like raving in a club. When an Asian bruh says, hey yo, bruv, do you know where I can buy some drugs? Thinking I'm a black man that I must shop whites, or I must love fried chicken or rob you at stoplights. Not quite. So when the five stop me in the ride, I just humble myself and just smile all polite. Cause I know that it burned them inside like cyanide. Fucking ask me up, though, man.
How do you feel?
You imagine being me for a fucking day.
How do you feel?
It's some rhetorical shit going on right now, I swear that.
The Hoods Underground there, how do you feel? Well, I feel a bit knackered now. We're getting towards the end of this week's broadcast, so over to you. Maybe you'd like to comment on what's happening in the news in the world of politics at the moment. Maybe you'd like to comment on this broadcast. Indeed, maybe you could comment on all three if you like. I mean, maybe you were... The big question is, do you agree with us that Corbyn was wrong to oppose a general election as soon as possible? Or do you think he had his good reasons to... do you think he was right to say that there shouldn't be a general election until the bill stopping a no-deal Brexit goes through Parliament? Maybe you'd like to comment on that. Maybe you'd like to comment on anything else that's happening in the news or in the world of politics. Maybe you've been to a meeting. Maybe you've been on a demo. Indeed, quite a few of you all have been on the Stop Boris Johnson demos, which sadly I didn't get to this weekend because I was having too much fun at the XR occupation in Manchester. Or maybe you've been on strike. Either which way, maybe you'd love to send us a report, and we'd really love you if you could send us some audio with it as well, although that's of course not compulsory. We'd be very grateful if you could send us a report of anything you've been to. Or maybe you'd simply like to request a song, dedicate a song to a friend, suggest some music we should be playing. Either which way, you can contact us by the following means. You can email us at studio@radioresistancechesterfield.com. That's studio@radioresistancechesterfield.com. Or you can contact us by Facebook. Just follow the link from our website, which is at resistancechesterfield.radio.fm. That's resistancechesterfield.radio.fm, or www.radioresistancechesterfield.com. That's www.radioresistancechesterfield.com. Well, I'm going to love you and leave you for now. Maybe perhaps see you tomorrow at the Whitwell Festival of Music that's going on into the night. Or hope to see you tomorrow in Chesterfield from 10:45 a.m. at Rignall Square when Extinction Rebellion are doing their Declaration of Rebellion. Now, speaking of Extinction Rebellion and going back once more to Manchester, one of the placards there which stuck in my mind because it was really haunting was that a million species on the earth are at risk of extinction, and even more haunting, humans are just one. So on that note, I'm gonna love you and leave you with the sound of Richard Quinn, The Last Leviathan.
From ancient times our home, the seven seas we'd roam, asking nothing more than life. Then man came to reap a prize not his to keep, our lives a harvest in his hands. Because man's greed is great, his law has sealed our fate. Will no one cry, is this the end?
best Leviathan.
Resistance is futile.
Oh no it ain't.
Resistance is futile.
Oh no it ain't.
Resistance is futile.
Oh no it ain't.
Radio Resistance Chesterfield.